Okay. Are we good?
I hope so.
Am I talking into my microphone?
I'm a little crooked, but you seem to be talking into your microphone.
Wait, that I was going to say that was last week's joke,
but
last week we didn't really...
We did not have a...
We tried so hard to make a podcast last week.
I think
and
we
I'll
put like
you,
an hour into it without being able to record anything.
Yeah, and that's not counting the mental anguish time, which was definitely more than an hour.
Yes.
Right now, this... podcast is titled Podcast, and I've spelled it THIRTY numeral 8 because it is the fifth file, and each one had to be named 38 in my head at least.
Yeah.
So I had to spell each one a slightly different way because my computer was being bad, and it's so boring. But anyway, here we are now.
Yes. Oh, let me get ready for the, I'm not exactly ready for the podcast. Let me finish my beer. Hang on.
Okay. He's drinking his beer.
And, excuse me. Now I'm ready to move on to the podcast whiskey.
Why was that necessary? I thought he's got a can of Narragansett.
Narragansett beer.
I thought you were going to crumple it into the microphone like
oh,
your,
here we
your
go.
Hero.
Yes, here we go.
What's his name? All right, now do you want to explain why that was a big deal
yes.
in the movie?
Narragansett is the, yes, you
we're
should
We're talking
know.
About Jaws. Just
can you like not spoil things for me for once?
It is too damn late.
Narragansett is the brand of beer that Quint drinks in Jaws. And so that scene where he crumples the can.
To try and intimidate.
Hooper. Because back then the cans were made out of tin. It was like a can of soup or something.
were they really a,
yes,
that
yes,
strong? Like a can of soup?
Yeah. That's
really?
That's my impression, yes.
Hmm.
And they
Who
had those little
then?
Like foil peel-off tabs. Remember
that
those?
I remember. They were sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, aluminum was a fairly modern innovation.
Because I remember growing up, Damien, with ashtrays around the house all over the place with Marlboro cigarettes in them.
Man.
And those little sharp... Actually, you know what? My father didn't really drink beer. I'm just making that up. I don't know why I said that. It seems so true. But I'm just making it up. I'm sorry.
It's all right. We all forgive you.
All
but
right.
Anyway, if anybody knows anybody at Narragansett, we could totally do a sponsorship.
Oh, we could do a sponsorship for all kinds of things. We could do a Febreze sponsorship. We could do a magic eraser. We could do, bearded dragon food. What
yep.
else? That flea. What is that called? What is that stuff called? The free flea.
Precor.
Like, yes,
yeah,
precor.
Yes.
It's flea contraception is what it is. And you spray it all over your house and it interrupts the breeding cycle. It's okay for fleas. It's okay for fleas. They're fleas.
There's
Come
nothing
on.
In Humana Vitae about fleas.
Ask Father Pavone, though. He is the go-to
he
guy
is the,
for these subtle
When I think about my sex life, I often think about Father Pavone.
Oh, boy.
That's why I'm in therapy.
Oh, but. Boy. Oh, can we start again?
No, we got to keep going.
All
we
right.
got to keep going.
Well, I kind of wanted to talk about Picture Day. Can we talk about Picture Day? Because I'm still kind of scarred from that, even though
yes,
it was
please.
Like earlier
Let's
this
please
week
talk
or
about
last
Picture
week.
Day.
So, okay, so the kids come home with these like wadded up balls of envelope, which has their name printed on it, so it can't be replicated in any way. They have to have the one that the teacher gave them. And each one, you want to invest, at least $42 per kid. And you can have their noses erased, you can have them be taller, you can have them be like smarter, they can like make their
can
brains
we get black
bulge.
Kids?
I don't know.
Because that would be interesting.
That I'm not sure if that's one of the options. So I'm trying, I'm finding the cheapo creepo, I'm finding like the stamp size version where they take a picture of the back of the kid's head.
I think we're getting thumbtack size.
Thumbtack size, right? It's for your flea
plus
family.
A wallet-sized panorama of the whole class. And that's it.
Right.
Like, I want pictures of your kids. I'll pay for pictures of my kids.
I'm always
I don't
curious.
Want pictures of anybody else's
no,
damn
I'm,
kids.
No, I'm curious, to be honest with you, because I'm like, okay, they've been telling me that, like, all the kids are wearing pants like that this year, and I don't know if it's true or not, so I'm
Is
happy
true?
To see.
We'll see. We'll find out.
No.
I've seen those
like
kids.
Lunatics. You're
a bunch
kidding
of weirdos.
Me? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, this is the part that got me, and it's possible that I was just tired and a little bit upset about writing all those separate checks. But this is what it says on each, and I had to fill out each one separately. It says, this is your option, traditional blue in big letters. Everyone receives traditional blue. Alternate traditional color choices include purple, mustard.
Mustard is not a color, ladies and gentlemen.
Red, orange, and lime. Traditional colors do not include bonus, or you can upgrade to your choice.
Is that even English?
I don't don't know. It just, it seems so
That
funny
sounds like
to
a
me.
Pigeon language.
Yeah. Oh, pigeon.
Oh, we all walked right into that
yeah,
one.
Yes, we did. We were going through our notes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we actually do make notes for these podcasts.
And surprisingly enough, for the last 2 weeks, it's been heavily on the poop side.
It has. It really has. And I don't know if it's just one of those change of seasons things. But, you know, do we control what's in the news? No, we do not. So first there was the story of the mad pooper who is apparently this lady jogger. Every single time she went by these people's houses, she had to stop
and
take a poop, like, outside their house with
the detail that she,
like,
was using paper towels.
Well, she had paper towels
sad.
Tucked into the back of her pants. I don't know what was happening. But
something,
and they're putting
good.
Up notes, and they're calling the police, and you know, it was kind of, I was like, oh boy, one of those stories. But then somebody shared the same story from the BBC. Don't ask me why the BBC picked it up in the first place, but I was astonished and delighted to discover that the BBC has a pigeon page, and I don't mean pigeon like cuckoo. I mean pigeon, like P-I-D-G-I-N, which is an actual language. There's different kinds of pigeon languages in the world, and this one, I'm not gonna read it out loud, but you go ahead, go to bbc.com/pigeon and look for poop, because there's more than one poo-poo story on the pigeon BBC page.
Well,
that's how you say poop in pigeon, is poo-poo with a hyphen.
Can you at least read the headline?
Nope. No can do, because...
Well, you're history's greatest monster.
I
you
am
know
history's
that.
Greatest monster, and I don't know if you can screen cap a podcast, but if you can,
they're
sending
would.
It to my bishop, whoever that is. That's all I know.
Oh, man. It's right on the LifeSite funnel.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
Anyway. Speaking of poo.
Sure.
I for my job, I was covering a very contentious, high public interest meeting at City Hall.
Wait, it wasn't just City Hall, though, was it?
No, it was City Hall. Oh,
but
well,
where in City Hall was it? I like this.
Well, the
meetings,
like the incident that we're going to discuss didn't happen in this place. I'm walking up the stairs to get to the Aldermanic Chambers, where the Board of Aldermen meet.
I just imagine them, like, running around going, that's Aldermanic! We're all... And then here comes the gubernatorial candidate.
This is not all far from the truth, actually.
Anyway, it's not pigeon anyway.
It is not pigeon. Anyway, so I'm walking in the back hallway because that's the only way to get into City Hall after hours, which is the only time they have their meetings. The back doors are open. I'm walking in.
Isn't that one of the things they had the revolution about, was that whenever there was a meeting, it would be after hours? Wasn't that part of the long train of abuses?
Man, I think you're right. I think you were right.
Well, write it down.
I
keep
will.
Track of, you've got to keep track of these things.
I'm not allowed to make, you know, jokes about armed insurrection anymore.
Oh, okay. Did you?
There was a memo.
You punched your card once too often on that. Okay. Yeah. So what happened at the Aldermanic Chambers?
Well, before I get to the Aldermanic Chambers, I'm walking in the back hallway to get to the Aldermanic Chambers, or to the stairs to the Aldermanic Chambers. This is so boring. Anyway,
there's a
giant pile of poop on the carpet in the hallway. And
so
I see it, and I say... Is that really? Yep. First I thought, because I smelled that smell, and I thought, well, a sewer line must be broken. That's a reasonable explanation.
Sure.
Or someone took a giant dump on the carpet. That's also a reasonable explanation, and what happened. So it's after hours. There's nobody around. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if the cleaning staff is around. I don't know where to find them. So I text my friend who works in the mayor's office, and he doesn't respond. So I know he's in the building, the weasel. So I walk upstairs to the mayor's office, and there he is.
You were a good citizen. You walked upstairs.
Well, I had to. Well, across the hall from the Aldermanic Chambers. So he's in the office, and I can see him through the glass doors, and he's standing there with this youngish gal. And I figure, I don't know her, but there's a lot of staff turnover at City Hall, so it could just be a new person. And I walk in and say, "Hey, man. Did you get my text?" He's like, "No, I haven't." And he starts looking at his phone to read the text. Like, "Don't worry about it. There's a big pile of poo in the hallway." Well, it turns out the gal he's with is a reporter from New Hampshire Public Radio. So she got the scoop on that.
She didn't get the scoop on the poop.
Yeah,
and
but here I am.
You
know, I'm kind of slobby.
It's newspaper news. You guys are always on top of. the really pungent stories. Yeah.
But I'm kind of slobby anyway, and here I am. I'm walking in like, hey, dude, check out the poo. This is why I never get calls back from NPR anymore.
True, he never does. That and like what you're listening to right now, like this is our idea of something to say into a microphone. So like, yeah, that's okay. Well,
screw those nerves. Okay?
Well, I'll tell you about my recent professional success. I spent the Sunday, the Sabbath, cleaning the little girl's room because two of our children have gone off to college. We have 5 bedrooms, 10 children, 12 people, and if you leave for more than 24 hours, we will move into your space.
That's it. It's done.
We talk to them about it. They don't take it personally. They understand that it's important to have, you know, space and stuff. So, all right. So I'm trying to move things. And I have let things slide a little bit in the last year. So there was no rug visible, and it was not great. It was really not great. So it took hours and hours and hours to clean, and I'm sneezing my head off because I'm allergic to dust. And there's rice all over the place for some reason. I think there was somebody was making a Christmas present at one point that involved filling something with rice. It was one of those things where you take a glove and you fill it with rice and you put it in the microwave and then you put that on yourself because that's soothing and comforting and not terrifying. Have this hot rice hand lying on you. So anyway, there was so much rice, and then of course there were moths that had found the rice, and it was like the third world up there. It was just the worst. So but it wasn't their fault, because I have failed as a mother and not taught them to clean up after themselves. So I was doing my penance and cleaning it up, and it was after Mass. And you know, when you get home from Mass, you change some of your clothes so that you're comfortable, but you don't necessarily, you know, I'm just going to be cleaning the room. So I didn't bother to take off my lipstick, for instance. I didn't bother to take off my giant sparkly earrings. So, but I did change into a tank top and a little skirt, to like an athletic kind of skirt. So I'm cleaning and cleaning. I'm completely covered with grime, you know, because I'm crawling around on the rug. There's like popcorn embedded in my knees, and I'm not even kidding. And I realize we're out of garbage bags. So I go down to... So I run downstairs. I can't find my shoes, so I put on some heels, and I run to Yogi's convenience store, and I get
out of
the car.
It's not really called Yogi's.
Yeah, it is.
No.
The guy's name is Yogi.
Yogi's long gone.
No, he's the guy with the glasses.
No, that's not Yogi.
No, he's the one who stares at you. He's the one, in fact.
He is not the original Yogi.
No. I went there to buy a dozen eggs, which cost like $11 or something, because it's a convenience store. And he said, good luck. And I got out to the car. I'm like, I don't know if I want to eat these. I think it was one of those big like lottery weekends when there was a giant jackpot. And I think he was just saying good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
But I had only bought eggs.
You had good luck.
I don't know. I did buy the eggs, so we're still alive anyway. So I showed up at the convenience store, and I'm like covered with grime, and I look like... like I've escaped from some kind of like third-rate whorehouse somewhere. I'm covered, drenched in sweat. I had this giant sweat stain down my back, and nobody said anything because it was Yogi's. So I don't know. I thought that was a story, but
the reason why it's called Yogi's, though, is because a couple years ago. It's a really weird story.
Oh, I remember
the guy
story.
Who was running it at the time. I don't know who actually owns the place.
I'm telling you, it's a guy named Yogi. I've heard.
I've
him
seen.
Saying, hey Yogi, we.
Yeah,
got
but
any
I think everybody in town
bags?
Because we're New Hampshire just calls him Yogi, but it's called Yogi's because some sort of yogi master went into the store. This is the story the fellow told police.
Yep.
Yogi master went into the store, hypnotized the store clerk, and stole all the cash out of the door.
That made the national news,
that
too.
That did make national news. However, I am pretty sure it was he lost money gambling or something. He needed cash, and this was the story he came up with to tell
his cousin.
It is not. The dude is not named Yogi.
It was I don't care about that part, but there was
it's
somebody.
Like Dev Patel,
was somebody going around hypnotizing people, though. That was the thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. Yes.
No.
It certainly was. I remember it clearly. Like it was
maybe
the back
you were
of my
hypnotized.
Hand. Maybe I was. I'm allergic to dust, you know. I get confused. I have a story here, which when I click on it, it goes to complete J gibberish. And I don't. I feel like it was a story about the firemen had to respond to a gym because there was a gentleman who was trying to lift weights.
Before you continue, there are children in the next room.
I know, and I'm trying to tell the story anyway.
He was using a part of his body that should not be used to lift
weights. It was a part of him that he considered to be muscular in a way that it was not intended to be muscular.
Sometimes referred to as a member. Yeah. In any event.
So I told this story to Damien, and he says, well, you know... They had to take, we'll get back to it. How about that?
Oh, even the Royal House of Hanover had the wheel.
I know, but that doesn't make any sense if you don't explain that they took it off with a wheel.
They took it off with a wheel. And the three people who are listening right now who are going to get the joke know what I mean when I say even the Royal House of Hanover had the wheel.
I know what you mean.
I know.
All right, well, you'd think that having built up our resources over the course of 2 weeks rather than the traditional 1 week, we would be just like brimming over.
I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing.
I have a longer than usual poem to read, if that's all right with you.
That's great.
Is that really? No, wait, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Have you heard, Damien, did you hear about the professional mourner?
No.
It's such a beautiful thing. This guy, I don't know where it was, somewhere on social media, he posts a picture of himself. He posts two pictures of himself. One of them is himself staring into the camera with a tear running down his cheek. And the other one is him staring into the camera with two tears running down the same cheek. He says, do you want to boost your funeral? Hire me, the professional mourner, to come and cry at the funeral. Below are the summer special prices. Normal crying, $50. Bahamian hollering, $100. Crying and rolling on the ground, $150. Crying and threatening to jump into the grave, $200. Crying and actually jumping into the grave, $1,000.
That's awesome.
I love that he had it all worked out. And I think that...
And those are really like reasonable prices.
I know. And I feel like it would really take the edge off a funeral because...
I know so many people now. I mean, if this is a viable career path,
mm-hmm.
like we know some people who could probably do this
for
a living.
Corey could do that.
Yeah.
She does Bahamian hollering, I think.
It's a hollering.
I don't. I don't. She does. She definitely does some form of hollering. Boy, I gotta tell you, if you recently subscribed to, we've had a hard week. We've had a really hard week.
Wait,
and it's not always like this.
Before we go any further, though,
yeah,
we did have some good things happen. Within the last week?
You go ahead and tell them.
We got a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah, we got a kitten.
We have a kitten
in our house now.
We have a kitten in our house.
We sure do.
He's cute.
He's a nice cat. He's a kitten. He's a tabby cat, which apparently is a specific... I always thought it was just another word for kitty cat. But apparently a tabby is a stripy cat. And he's real cute. And he has that M mark over his forehead. And there's two schools of thought of the cats with the M on their forehead. One is that one of them snuggled into the manger where baby Jesus was lying to warm him up. And Mary was so grateful that she kissed him on the forehead. And an M for Mary miraculously appeared on his head. The other school of thought is that it's for cat. And
what?
Because cats can't spell.
Oh.
Which makes sense to me. He's not super smart. He caught a mouse, which is pretty impressive because he's like mouse sized himself. I know. I was giving Corey one of her many baths, and I have the door open and I see him pouncing in a corner where I happen to know there's mice. Which it's on my list. It's on my list.
Well,
and
doesn't have to be on your, it's on his list.
It's
now.
On his list now. Oh my gosh! I heard the most horrific, it was just this terrified squeaking. I looked at the clock, Damien, it went on for 10 minutes.
Oh no.
It was horrible. And I was frozen. It was horrible. I was in, the kid was in the bath, and I was in the bathroom, and it was going on right outside the door. And I didn't want to go outside because I didn't know what I was going to see. And I didn't want to have to take care of it. I'm not going to dispatch a mouse who's in his death agony. I am not. If I haven't done that by this time in my life, I'm not going to start now. I'm not going to. I'm not going to apologize for it. No, I'm not going to. I will wait until you get home at 11 o'clock at night or whatever to do it, because I'm not going to do it. So I went on YouTube and I chose Moana soundtrack and I turned it up as high as I could, and that's how we, and then eventually the squeaking stopped.
Well, that's good. Oh. Good soundtrack.
So don't bring home any more cats.
I won't.
Okay. I just wanted to say that.
I didn't bring home a cat, though.
No, you brought home a kitten. All right, I'm going to read To Autumn by John Keats, because tomorrow is the first day of autumn, and I like Keats.
He's good stuff.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, I used to lie down in this poem and wallow around for hours at a time in college. It's been a long time since I've read it, so we'll find out if it's still any good or not. Okay, it's the great Keats test. Is everybody ready? Okay. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness. Close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, to fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-heaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with a fume of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swath and all its twined flowers. Sometimes, like a gleaner, thou dost keep steady thy laden head across a brook, or by a cider press, with patient look, thou watchest the last oozing hours by hours. Where are the songs of spring? Aye, where are they? Think not of them. Thou hast thy music too. While barred clouds bloom the soft dying day and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue, then in a wailful choir the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, borne aloft or sinking as the light wind lives or dies. And full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn. Hedge crickets sing, and now, with treble soft, the redbreast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies.
Oh, that holds
holy
up.
Mackerel. They don't write them like that anymore. Yeah, it holds up. Good, I'm glad. See, everybody, we started out with poop, and we ended up with
Keats.
Yep. So, I don't know. Did we win?
Poop always wins.
Oh. I refuse to believe that.
Well, anyway, drink Narragansett, everyone. Okay. Where's my check?